This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Israel carried out wide-scale airstrikes and deployed tanks against what it described as militant sites in Gaza. Four Palestinians were killed Friday. Israel's military said it struck eight Hamas positions after its soldiers came under fire by Hamas militants. It later said that fighter jets commenced a wide-scale attack against Hamas military targets throughout the Gaza Strip. The IDF said that one of its soldiers had been killed, the first Israeli soldier to die since the conflict around Gaza in 2014. More than 135 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire since border protests began on March 30th. Late Friday, a Hamas spokesman said his organization and Israel have agreed to restore calm to the area. An Israeli army spokeswoman said there was no activity in that area early Saturday. President Donald Trump is spending the weekend at his Bedminster, New Jersey resort after a tumultuous week following his summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The president deflected questions about his one-time lawyer, Michael Cohen, saying he secretly recorded the president discussing a payment to a former Playboy model who said she had an affair with Trump a decade ago. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
A person familiar with an FBI investigation into Cohen says the attorney secretly recorded then-candidate Trump talking about potentially buying the rights to a former Playboy model's account of having an affair with Trump a decade earlier, which he denies. The conversation came weeks after the National Enquirer's parent company reached a deal to pay Karen McDougal $150,000 for her story, effectively silencing her through the campaign. The source says the FBI seized the recording during a raid on Cohen's belongings.
That's AP's Sagar Magani. This is VOA.